All systems are operational.
Where Were You is brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine for traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Gotta get back in time.
Where Were You?
January 3rd, 1983. In the news, President Reagan has ticked off China after proposing a U.S. limit on Chinese textiles. And on the cover of Time this week, Machine of the Year, the computer moves in.
You're too much trouble. You play the tomato.
They want a half a day over schedule because you wouldn't sit down.
It wasn't logical. You were a tomato! A tomato doesn't have logic! A tomato can't move!
That's what I said. So if he can't move, how's he going to sit down, George?
No one will hire you.
At the movies, Dustin Hoffman is Tootsie.
Tom and John. Tootsie, take 10.
Tom, my name is Dorothy. It's not Tootsie or Toots or Sweetie or Honey or Dottie.
Oh, Christ.
No, just Dorothy.
An unemployed actor disguises himself as a woman to get a role in a soap opera.
For I am not Emily Kimberly, the daughter of Dwayne and Alma Kimberly. No, I'm not.
I'm Edward Kimberly, the reckless brother of my sister Anthea, who has finally vindicated his sister's good name.
Also starring Jessica Lange, Dabney Coleman, and Terry Garr.
That is one nutty hospital.
Tonight on Monday Night Football, Tony Dorsett set an NFL record with a 99-yard rush in the Cowboys-Vikings game, the longest run from scrimmage in NFL history. By the way, the Cowboys only had 10 men on the field in that play, as the fullback was unaware that the play had been called. Minnesota won the game, though, 31-27. And on the radio, third week at number one, Hall & Oates with Maneater. I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1983.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.